Gideon Barnabas. Hello, I'm Martin Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas, effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14 that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant Barnabas. We're in Acts 13 again, slightly later in the chapter. Verse 4, they're sent on the way, that's Barnabas and Saul, are sent on their way by the Spirit down to Seleucia, Cyprus, Salamis. They go to the synagogue, John's there. They go through the whole island to Paphos. And there's a sorcerer there. They meet Sergius Paulus, the proconsul. Elymas, the sorcerer, tries to cause trouble, and he's made blind for a while. And the proconsul, it says, saw what had happened. He believed. He was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. So what do we learn here about the character and spirituality of Barnabas there on the island of Cyprus, which if you've not been to, I can recommend. It's a lovely place. So what do we see here? We see that he's, again, someone willing to be sent. The Spirit sends them and they go to Cyprus. Why Cyprus? It's not the largest place with the largest cities in that part of the world. So why go there? I don't know. But they are obedient to the Spirit sending them wherever the Spirit will send them. That's a humility thing and a trust thing. Also, we see here that he's part of proclaiming the gospel in a new place. He takes initiative along with Saul to preach and teach in places where Jesus has not yet been heard. And that's a great example of initiative and personal conviction. And we see also that he is willing to let Paul take the lead. It seems that Paul does that at this point. Saul also called Paul in verse 9, filled with the Spirit, looked at Elymas and said, you're a child of the devil, and on it goes. Barnabas is not someone bothered by whether he is preeminent or secondary, whether he's first or last. He's just there as part of a team. Barnabas is a team player. We see that at the beginning of Acts 13. We see it demonstrated here and later on in the book of Acts. I think it's one of the things that makes him a good preacher and teacher, because if we believe we're part of a team, we learn from each other, and then we get rounded out in our weaknesses, and we emphasize our strengths, and we do better with those, and we become much better as preachers and teachers at meeting people's needs when we're part of a team. How do you feel about being part of a team? Team as in church, team as perhaps a team of preachers and teachers, learning from each other. When's the last time you sat down and thought, I have learned this from that person I heard last week or the week before? It's important that we do that. It'll make us much more effective as preachers and teachers. What do you see here in the life of Barnabas and his character and his heart? What do you see that's inspiring to you? What do you see that's perhaps a little challenging to you? I'd love to know. We have so much to learn from brilliant Barnabas. So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message. Anywhere you hear or see this recording, leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, I'd appreciate that, because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas, and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.